The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Nina is still on vacation because she's not going on vacation for only 2 days, but it's okay because Lonnie is back together with us. I don't know. I just wanted to add
pink.
A minute. Yeah, it's a pink show.
It wasn't a pink show.
But genuinely, was this? It was not planned.
I think we look pretty cute together. You look like Inspector Gidget. And then, by the way, people alive around 1959 are gonna love that joke.
We're gonna jump in before Hunter gets me into trouble. These two just created a new category on Pornhub because nothing is hotter to Ben Affleck than mixing J-Lo with Dunkin' Donuts. Is this his version of foreplay?
Yes.
It is, right? He's super into
it. And she needs to be careful because this is when you can slip. When you get a guy like him who likes donuts and coffee, you'll never see him at the gym. See, that's what happened to me 5 years ago when I started dating James.
Okay.
I was down and I was losing my weight, and then I got with him.
Uh-huh.
He stopped exercising. He likes to eat. And then I had to start all the way back over. So, Jen, girl, just be on the lookout.
Mm-hmm.
Donuts.
Yeah. It's true.
So we're not gonna do the FBI Donald Trump thing. Got it.
Wrong show.
Wrong show. I do wonder if Ben Affleck has the worst stool schedule on the planet with his diet.
Do you think it's a constipation issue?
No.
Because if you're eating a lot of that stuff.
I think, and this is kind of what E! News is for, this kind of insider scoop.
Right.
But I think he's leaking throughout the day.
You think he's got leaky gut because of a donut?
No. He's drinking Trenti Dunkin' Donuts
Trenti
coffee, which already is and then...
True.
And then he's eating donuts to wash it down. J-Lo's gotta not want to be in the same room.
She's doing her man a favor. She's standing in the photo with him like a good wife should. And I guarantee you, she was like, "You get three of these."
That's your
mess.
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of donut?
Glaze.
I like a maple bacon, I think.
Okay.
Oh.
A $40 donut.
Talk about it's
relatable.
Not that great. You can get it anywhere.
I really love a glazed coconut.
No, when was the last time you had a donut?
I couldn't even tell you.
Disgusting. See, I knew it.
Like
Damn
years
it.
Ago. No, actually, I had it when I was pregnant. Justin brought some. I had one then.
Okay.
Yeah. That was like 6 months.
Look at you.
Yeah.
So relatable.
So relatable. Now, never. Never
no.
again. All right. And Swifties are losing their over Taylor being sued. It's because Shake It Off features similar lyrics to a 2001 song by the group 3LW. I know Hunter doesn't know who these are, but we do, Lonnie, okay? So writers claim she stole the lines, haters gonna hate and players gonna play. But Taylor says she first heard phrases like that, take a chill pill and say it, don't spray it, in high school. 3LW is a band that was excellent and had that song. Do you guys remember that song?
No. Say one word from it.
Haters gonna hate. Okay. And then Taylor has Shake It Off, which is like, player's gonna play, but also didn't Stevie Nicks say that too in a Fleetwood Mac song?
Didn't my cousin say that
thank
in
you.
Detroit?
Thank you.
Okay. It's like everybody said that. It's no copyright on that actual player's gonna hate. That was an original, like, comics used to say
yeah.
that. Everybody used to say it. So I don't even understand why this is continuing. You know what I mean? Player's gonna hate. Everybody says that.
People
Players
come
gonna
out
play,
of the
haters gonna hate.
Haters gonna, well, yeah.
It's that combo.
And Shake It, Don't Spray It.
But hers is...
Not shake it, don't spray it.
Shake it, spray it.
Say it, don't spray it.
Say it, don't spray it.
Shake it off. Shake it off. Say it, don't spray it. Player's gonna play.
You know what this means? I wasn't a nerd ever, okay?
Yeah.
That's what that means.
Yeah, I do feel like it's silly to fight over a really bad lyric.
Yeah.
You know, it's not good.
No,
it's not
but the
like...
problem is that she's made a lot of money off of that song, so those songwriters are trying to get those royalties, and that's the reason why they're doing that.
And it's gonna be thrown out. It's embarrassing. 3LW, you had such a legacy. Like, don't do this.
Those are my girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just... Point is that no one's winning that lawsuit. Right? It's a waste
I'm
of money.
My cousin to sue, too, if yeah. they win.
We're all suing.
All right, so of course we had to cover this headline. Neo claims Ice-T once gave him permission to squeeze Coco's butt. Is this, is this the time quickly before Neo, like, should be saying things like this? I don't think so, considering.
We wonder why he's getting a divorce.
Getting divorced. All right, he went on Drink Champs to explain.
I'm sorry, say what'd you say?
Ice-T let me squeeze Coco booty once.
Like,
time.
Respectfully.
It was a Halloween party, right?
And how does this work? You said, can I grab your wife's ass?
I literally walked up to him. Mind you, I'd had a couple drinks at this point. She had on, like, she has on, right?
Okay.
So I walked up to him and I was like, bro, all due respect, I've wanted to squeeze Coco's ass for a really long time. And he said, you know what? And I'm just kind of pimped to let you do it. And he called her over and he whispered something in her ear. And she looked at him and smiled, and then looked at me and smiled, and turned around and bent the thing over, and I grabbed as much of a handful as I could. He gave me a pound, and we finished, and we drank and hung out for the rest of the night. That was it.
I'm trying to figure out who's more gangster in this situation. You or him or Coco? Or is it all three?
First of all, Coco has let everybody touch on her. I felt on her when she was on the damn reel. That's nothing new. She just does. She that type of girl. She don't trip on her body parts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because she wants you to know that they're real. And believe me, they're real.
Yeah. These are real?
It's something. It was soft and supplement.
Soft and supple. That's what we want. I love Coco. She's always been super cool. I mean, yeah, by the way, all good.
I just imagine Neo's PR person is like, hey, you're going to go on the show. Make sure to talk about the charity initiative you're doing. Apologize again. And then he goes, I got a story about Coco's ass.
Yeah. How he got to squeeze as much of a handful as he could. It's like, maybe not.
Well, yeah, I'd also imagine, like, I would not be able to get... I'd probably get like, a fifth of one cheek in my hands, you know? It's a big butt.
But don't you also want to use two hands? Is that too aggressive?
Yeah, that's a little...
Two hands is for JK. Your partner, you know? One hand is when you're grabbing your friend's
ass. Have big hands, though. You have big hands. You could grab a nice amount of ass with those hands.
Thanks. Big hands.
Yeah.
Just...
You want to
feel an ass? We can do it.
More than
I'll pretend like I'm Coco, okay?
And okay. Then you can...
Okay. Oh, God.
Lottie, it's amazing.
It's real, baby.
It's so good.
Yeah. James, players gone, hey.
It's method. It's method. We're gonna move on and try. Anyway, Sierra's married, you guys, to one of the NFL's biggest stars, but she has skills on the field, too. Her son challenged her to a race, and she didn't go easy on him.
Listen, the young boys came and asked me if they could race me. I think I gotta let my son know who his mama is.
Watch this race.
We're gonna leave these boys in the dust. All right, we're gonna do this.
We're gonna do this now.
All right.
Ready, set, go!
No competition.
Now, why do you even try to test your mama like that?
I was the world champ and the loss to this elder.
To this elder, to your mama, boy.
And an elder.
And an address.
But he still got her in the end. He called her old ass.
How scary is that? My kids are going to look at me and be like, you're old.
I can't wait for that.
You
Ro's
already
look at you.
Yeah. I'm scared.
In Ro and the other one's eyes, you already look.
What is the other one called?
You're such a idiot. It pains me how dumb.
I don't spend a lot of time.
It's the name of a color.
You don't know his name. You know his name. Say his name or we're going to have a rough week.
Ro and Wrangly. Ro and phone case.
Lonnie, I'm only speaking to you for the rest of the show.
Bro,
so
oh,
it makes it
Grace.
Convenient.
Yeah.
No. Grace. Grace.
The timer was up. It's done.
No. Rowan Grace. Oh, I'm sorry. You don't invite me to hang out with your kids very often.
So they are posted enough.
No.
I have to look motherly. All right. We're taking a break because I'm going to school Hunter on some FBoy Island implodes with a shocking twist, plus a love and hip hop bachelor party goes too far. That is next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Been long enough since the finale of FBoy Island, we can talk about the biggest twist ever. Tamarisis.
That's the twist. Her name's been Tamarisis the entire time.
No, keep it rolling.
Tamarisis's last two guys were nice guys, meaning whoever she picked would earn her $50,000 or she could change the game completely.
Tamaris, it is now time for you to make a choice. I chose myself.
I came here as a F girl.
What this means and what the girls knew and you didn't know is that there was a third option here for them. They had the option to choose no one and keep the $100,000 for themselves.
That's good. Wow.
That's good TV. Really incredible concept. Kind of f***ed me over a little bit, but if we don't win the Emmy for this, I'm gonna be pretty f***ing surprised.
It's such a bad ending because I think every season they go like, and you didn't know we could do this with the rules. Like, there's no consistency.
No, but she tricked everybody, though. She wanted the money. And they didn't know. I felt bad for the guys. I honestly did. Because they're two good guys.
They were the nice guys, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, see, this is why guys don't trust bitches.
We don't trust bitches at all.
Where did the vodka come from, honey?
I don't know.
It's like they say, players gonna hate.
Oh. Good circle back.
Thanks. Yeah.
We're gonna carry it throughout the whole show.
Yeah, that's... You
know. No, I feel bad for the guys. Yeah. I just want to thank Nightly Pop, because I never would have looked at this show if it wasn't for you guys. Yeah, so thank
that's
you.
That's our specialty.
Yeah.
That's
it
what we do.
It feels like a sarcastic thank you, but I'll take it.
I'll take it. Any thank you we can get.
Yeah,
bring
it's
in
really
stuff
appreciated.
To the people, I'm all about it. All right, and here's some advice. If you're going to have a bachelor party, maybe don't put it on television.
Uh-oh.
See how we're wise, too, right? On Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, Carly surprised Jock at his bachelor party, and he gave her too warm of a welcome.
Bitch, you popping out of box.
She came out the box, yo.
But did you tell Kendra that you did it?
No. Jock is my friend. I thought it'd be funny and silly.
Hello.
Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah.
He whispering in my ear.
What did he whisper in your ear?
Am I coming back with him? Jock's behavior at the bachelor party, we all know that's Jock. I've been telling Kendra this for years. He got the key to the city because he put his thing in every slot.
Wow. I would like a mayoral key to the city as well, though.
Damn, Jock. God, all right, so bachelor party. What are the rules for your own bachelor and bachelorette parties? Is everything off limits if there's no television camera?
Oh, I'm not getting married. But I'll tell you one thing. If it's my last night, I'm doing whatever I want to do.
Anything? Nothing's off limits?
Nothing's off. I don't care. It's your last night. You have fun. I had a friend that did that, too. She let me arrange her husband now, a bachelor party. She said, I want everything. The strippers, everything. Let him get it all out. It's like that. That's that one
night. And have sex with them?
Yep. And you know what? They're still together. Been 10 years.
Him and the stripper?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Moving on. Sometimes the person you're dating can have a weird career. Wow. Take, for instance, Richard over on 90 Day Fiancé UK, who is a quiz master and decided to do one of his jobs at a nudist club, but it might upset his long-distance girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
Triple X is on the way back in. Welcome back. This is a nice, easy one now. Which word completes the famous line from a fairy tale, Rapunzel, oh. Rapunzel, let down your hair? Oh, I said it! Hello!
Hi.
My entire audience was completely naked. I got naked.
Oh my God, Richard. I'm not happy what you did. Having a relationship with me, I should be the only one who can see yours.
It was just a job, baby.
I have a few questions.
Okay.
One, when he's wearing that sweater, how can you tell what gang he's in? Two, not that sweater.
The other one.
That sweater, we know he's not that sweater either. That's a different.
That's the hairy gang.
That's the Bigfoot sweater. One more sweater. You got the next one. There we go. Which is it, big guy? You blood or you crip? And then two, if you're in a nudist colony, are you not allowed to have hair on your head? Because none of them did.
Nope.
And then three.
Look at that.
Three, how do I become a quiz master?
You would do well. You would do well.
Really? Is that what you want to look at?
Are there only naked men, or was there a naked
woman? No, there were women. Did you just see that woman? No,
where was there a woman?
There's one woman. That's a man.
You know what that looks like? That looks like a Keebler elf who retired 85 years ago.
Would you be upset if your partner did this?
No, because, you know, in our society, when you're walking around naked, things could happen. Things could just drop into your vagina, and you don't want that. So don't have that temptation.
What are you doing, a handstand? How's it just dropping in?
It just happens, you know?
Oh, my God.
You can sit on somebody.
All right.
You
know?
James has lied to you too many times.
James.
He's ghastly, you.
James doesn't need to watch tonight's episode. We have to take another break. Oh, yeah, yeah. But coming up, one of the most bizarre marriage proposals ever. So, Judgy is back next.
No, no, no.
Of Stuart March and Love. Oh my God, is this the first time we're doing this together?
Yeah!
All right, so let's pull up our lawyer panties and dish out some justice. It's time for
So Judgy!
All right, first up, Jerry Springer has been on TV for a million years, but he's still experiencing firsts, all right? So on Judge Jerry, James sued his baby mama, Brooklyn, for not paying rent, but when he lost the lawsuit, things took a surprising turn.
I dismissed the case.
Your Honor, can I say one more last thing?
Yep.
You're the love of my life, baby girl. You're all I want. You have my family. We are meant to be together. Will you please be mine?
He lost the case and lost the girl.
Yeah, I thought she was going to think about it for a second. Are you shocked? Are you stunned by that, Hunty?
Not shocked. The box said earrings on it, so that's already a bad start. Would you ever let someone propose to you on Judge Jerry? It's a pretty relatable question.
It's a no for me.
No?
No, it's a no for me. You?
We need somebody to propose on this show.
Didn't we get someone who, like, wanted to propose in our DMs or something, and they wanted us to, like, ask it, and then we told Morgan, and Morgan was like, I don't have time for that, I'm on a yacht, or something like that?
You know, Morgan, players go, hey.
There you go!
We have more cases to crack, okay?
Let's go. Oh, okay.
We all have our trench coats on.
Mm-hmm.
We're like the Olsons, but triplets.
You look like you only flash people at really expensive parks.
You think? Good. All right. Our next case comes from Couples Court. As we all know, it's important to have boundaries. Do you know what boundaries are? So, for example, if you were going to sleep with your best friend's mom, maybe lock the door.
How did you find out that your mom was dating your friend?
Well, actually, me and my mom's been sharing a room for the past several years, so I kind of just walked in and found out.
What was that conversation like?
I basically just told him that you need a chair, right? And I'm not going to call him daddy.
You're not going to call your mother's boyfriend, who's your friend, daddy? All right, that's fair. I think that's fair.
I think I speak for all of us when I say, if I f*** my best friend's mom, he should have to call me daddy. Like, that's half the reason I did it.
Why do I... has this ever happened to you?
Not with a friend's mom, no. But with...
other people's moms?
Other people's moms, yeah.
All right. Over on divorce court, Linda and Edwin have reached a breaking point. Apparently, his gift-giving skills are lacking a little bit.
You say he buys bad gifts.
Oh, my goodness. Valentine's Day, this is what I got. I'm 52 years old. What I need with this?
What does it say?
Be my Valentine.
No, it doesn't.
I got this another Valentine.
That was all on the same one I
got,
Valentine.
This one I got last month with a pack of a heart of chocolate candies. I'm diabetic. I can't eat the chocolate candies.
That is hilarious. You know what? He's a temptation. He should get better gifts.
Yeah. Hunter doesn't know who that is.
I know he doesn't.
I know exactly who they are.
What song did they sing?
The Temptations.
Running Away With Me. Anyway, listen, I appreciate that. I think that most husbands are not great at gifts.
Running Away With Me.
Yeah, that's the song.
I got it, yeah. I got it. That's the wow. old that's the old CVS gift, huh?
Yeah.
Kind of on your way home, that's, you're like, yeah. Oh,
this is all that's left. Let me pick up this stuffed
that's
animal.
That's the gas station gift right there. Yeah. You know?
I also love that for a second, when she was reaching for the gifts, I thought she was going to do like O.J. Simpson court case, like walk around the room talking. I thought she was going to go, and let me tell you this, judge, and then do a full lap around for this fake court TV show. Didn't do it. Would have been really funny.
Oh, my goodness.
I just wanted to show off my outfit.
It was a good outfit. I like
Thanks.
That. Yeah, good outfit. Yeah. I mean, at least he got something.
What's the worst gift either you've gotten Jordan or Jordan's gotten you, and same for you and James?
No, it was the first time we dated. He got me a diamond heart that was like on an, like it like was sideways. I was like, oh no, not for me.
Like did you say diamond?
Like, but it was like on the, it like went, it just was
It was
not,
a tilted heart.
It was a tilted heart. It was not my
Oh, to be rich.
Yeah. No, but it wasn't.
What a f-ing monster. What's the best gift he's ever given you?
My children.
Oh, that's a good answer. Morgan surprised she said that.
Oh, good. That was a good lie, huh? Good lie.
Lonnie, what about you? Worst gift James ever gotten you?
Morgan's children.
You guys, that is all the judgment we can offer for the night. No. Set your DVRs and keep following us on TikTok. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.